Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, your ADHD information station where we help those with ADHD pay attention to attention. With your host, ADHD and attention coach, Jeff Topper.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. I'm your host, ADHD and attention coach, Jeff Copper. Our topic tonight, ADHD characteristics, an asset or a liability. Actually, tonight is actually, it's around the Christmas holiday, so we are going to talk about characteristics, but this is going to be kind of a Christmas present for or a holiday present, if I will, for everybody out there. With us in our virtual studio is Will Mafelman. We're going to get to the content of our show in a second, but before we do, our show is being brought to you by children and adults with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. In celebration of that event, we are going to offer to give away some free copies of Attention Magazine in digital form. All you got to do is listen to the show. We're going to say a secret word a couple times. We'll let you know what that word is. Write it down. Then listen to another show. Listen for the secret word. Write it down. Then email me both words. The email address is attention@attentiontalkradio.com. Again, attention@attentiontalkradio.com. And I will forward that stuff to Chad, and they will send you a PDF copy of the current edition of Attention Magazine, and then they will send you the next PDF copy of the next one that's published when that happens. So, again, we're excited about that. We're grateful for our relationship with Chad and their continued support. We've got a little tip that we're going to run for you, and then we'll get into the meat of the show.
Do you know someone who's struggling with ADHD? Why not give them the gift that keeps on giving? A membership to CHAD. As a member, they will have access to expert advice on managing ADHD, educational programs, resources, discounts, and much more. To get started, visit chad.org/membership.
Thank you again, Chad, for your support. For those that are not aware, CHAD is the largest not-for-profit organization that advocates on behalf of those with ADHD. In other words, they're our voice. On Capitol Hill, there are different regulatory agencies. I can talk, you can talk, we can all talk to our congressmen or senators and stuff like that, but nothing speaks like one unified voice. We encourage our listeners to learn about CHAD, support CHAD, either become a member for all the benefits or even just donate to them. Because we need a strong organization to speak on our behalf. There's lots of volunteers that make that happen. There's a few paid employees, but they really they do a lot for us. So please check them out by going to chadd.org. Okay, tonight, Wilma Fellman, old near dear friend of mine. We've had her on the show a bunch of times. She's definitely an ADHD professional. She's been around a long time. She's a licensed professional counselor for more than 30 years, specializing in career development issues for ADHD, LD, and other challenges, as well as career challenges in that realm. She's the author of The Other Me, Poetic Thoughts on ADD for Adults, Kids, and Parents, and Finding a Career That Works for You. She is also a contributing author for Understanding Women with ADHD. She's authored numerous articles on Attitude Magazine and Attention Magazine, among others. Before retiring, she had partnered with the Edge Foundation to develop and teach a career service course to seasoned ADHD coaches and mentor ADHD coaches in her career space. And in the past, I've always had her on as an ADHD professional and an expert, and today we're having her on as a mother. And we have a great treat for you today, kind of a gift to you guys. And so before we get into it, it's like, Wilma, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Jeff. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure, my pleasure. So, everybody, this is an interesting story. I reached out to Wilma on a completely another issue, and she shared a story of her son and kind of an aha moment and told me her tale of woe. So I'm going to kind of walk through this story just for grins and giggles for those out there listening. So the first thing I have to ask you, Wilma, what is obstinate and defiant? Those sounds like a very negative term to me.
They have been used as very negative terms to describe the stereotypic, hyperactive, annoying in the classroom ADHD individual, and usually the boy. The little girls are the ones daydreaming and looking out the window, but the the ones that dig their heels in and give the teacher, the principal, the parents, and everyone around them a hard time is often labeled defiant or obstinate, along with their ADHD diagnosis.
Yeah, that sounds obstinate and defiant. Sounds like negative. It sounds like a lot of work to me.
It's exhausting, I think, to work or live with a child who is obstinate. And by that, I mean, and what is meant by it, is the child that won't let go of their wants and needs long after it would be desirable for them to have let go. I've always talked about Jeff, my youngest, as being obstinate and defiant because he would challenge us to the end of the day. Minute by minute, there would be a questioning of every rule and boundary that we had set for him. And he would dig his heels in and he would present a case, much like an attorney would, for why his point of view was one to be considered. And I remember thinking, if I could just wipe that out of him, if I could just get him to fall in line with everybody else and do what he's told without questioning to the point of exhaustion, then we'd all be so much happier and more relaxed within our household.
Yeah. So, everybody, I want to kind of frame this out. I've done lots of shows, and I've done a lot of webinars, telesummons, paloozas and stuff all on the Internet, a lot of directed at parents. And one of the things I always make sure that I say is that, you know, I'm a parent and I'm an ADHD professional. And if I start talking about parenting issues, I want to be clear. I'm no holier than you. I make my own mistakes. I give advice and I break it all too because we're all like human. And I think this is one of those nights where as a professional, you get there and go, we're all human too, because while your son Jeff was obstinate and kind of defiant, Wilma, what I'm hearing you said is as a professional, you were doing a lot of time just like, Jeff, can we just fit in? Can we just kind of mainstream ourselves here a little bit? I mean, is that an accurate statement? I mean, you yourself are like, this is exhausting me. Is that right?
Yes, yes. I remember laying in bed at night and thinking that I can't do again tomorrow what I did today, that the battle between our wits and our strength and our character was so overwhelming to me that I saw nothing positive about it. I thought, I'm not making enough headway getting him to fall into line. That was my goal, I thought.
Yep.
And as you said, I'm an educator. I should have more of a global view of this, but as a parent, you become entrenched in this battle with your child. And you're not thinking about the big picture. You're thinking about this battle and how important it is to win it so that the next battle might be easier.
Yeah. And so I want to pause here for a second. Is, you know, one of the things about attention I've learned over the years, you got to pay attention to what's being paid attention to. And there's so many things where if you just stand up above the crowd, if you will, and kind of look down, all of a sudden you see things. Ned Hollowell is kind of famous for saying creativity is impulsivity gone right. And
correct.
The same vein occurred a couple years ago. One of my phrases is curiosity is the opposite side of the distractibility coin. And I frame that out because you could imagine a kid sitting in math class, right, and the teacher's droning on about math. And there's a cockroach running across the floor, and he's looking over at the cockroach. From the teacher's perspective, the kid's distracted by the cockroach, but I would turn around, you're so boring. I think he's more curious about the cockroach. It's the same event. The difference is kind of how you're looking at it and from the perspective. And curiosity is certainly something that we would like have people to have. So I'm hearing the anxiety in your voice of this defiant, oppositional ADHD kid that's got lots of energy, and you're going to bed every night at wit's end. And so I want to go to a break. We're going to come back. You guys, this story's building. Trust me. It's going to get fun here in a second. So really quickly, our secret word tonight is asset. Our secret word tonight is asset. And we're going to go to a break, and we're going to come back. I'm going to start off because Wilma actually wrote a poem about this event. And we'll talk about the poem. Wilma, if you have it around, grab it because I'd like to kind of go through it. But again, we'll everybody, do. Stay tuned. This gets good in a second. We'll be right back after these messages.
Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
Do you worry when your child is left out? Does your child have trouble making and keeping friends? Do they act out in school? Life skills can be challenging for ADHD kids. Learn how you can be her greatest ally. Get your parenting questions answered live the first Monday of every month in a Facebook chat with former Attention Talk Radio host Caroline McGuire. She's the author of the upcoming book, Why Will No One Play With Me? Go to www.carolinemcguireauthor.com to learn more.
Transform lives as a professionally trained ADHD coach at the ADD Coach Academy. ADHD coaching is in demand, a calling, and a career. Learn how you can change lives by going to addca.com/ATR. That's addca.com/ATR.
The average annual cost of attending college starts around $25,000. Students who have ADHD are at high risk of dropping out because they haven't learned the critical skills they need to succeed in school. Protect your investment with an EDGE Foundation coach, specifically trained to help students with ADHD and executive function challenge make the transition from high school to college. Visit edgefoundation.org to learn more or call 206-632-9497 and use promo code EDGE to get your free college success guide.
Are you always late? The Time Timer is an award-winning time management solution that's helped millions of people with ADHD manage life better. As time passes, Time Timer's bright red disc disappears. Visit timetimer.com and use the discount code ATR for 15% off.
Managing ADHD is about pausing before you ponder and proceed. This opportunity to practice pausing is being brought to you by digcoaching.com.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. We're here with Wilma Fellman, not as a professional, but as a mother with a defiant, obstinate ADHD child. what's the word I'm working? That happens to actually be named Jeff, a name near and dear to my heart. And before the break, we were talking about how Wilma would go to bed at wit's end. And the battle of wits, and I think she was at wit's end. And I think sometimes we do things in our life that it sounds like really inspirational. Sometimes I'm just thinking it's therapy. You wrote a poem about your son, Jeff, in this incident. Is that correct?
Yes, it was part of a collection from the book The Other Me. And it was called Fingers in a Long Bath. And I was thinking about what happens if you sit in a bath for a long time, your fingers shrivel. And if you are locked in combat for a while with your child, something within each of you begins to shrivel. So I wrote this,
yep,
this poem back when he was probably about 9, would be my guess.
Okay.
It starts, you're asleep, finally. And I wonder with all my heart if I can do again tomorrow what I did today. There isn't a part of me that isn't numb from the battle we fought today. Your will locked with mine every ticking minute, lost forever today. We built tense photographs today. I won, but at what cost today? You gave up undiminished today, and we both shriveled today.
Wow.
I remember feeling so frustrated, and I didn't see anything at all positive about what was happening in our household at that time. And Jeff was 9 this year. He was 42. So I'm going back many years in memory, but it's very clear. And I also wrote this poem back then. So I remember the depth of conflict and that panicky feeling. And that's one of the reasons I wanted to reach out to other parents now of young children who are obstinate and defiant, yep, because I have a totally different point of view.
Well, so the thing that I've learned over the years is hope is like the most powerful thing in the human experience. And today, really, for anybody who's listening that's like tuned into this and he has a child and listen to this poem and go, I could have written that last night with my 9-year-old. We're speaking to you right now because this is really, really real. So you're chugging along. You got this ADHD kid that's obviously defiant. And then 11th grade, all of a sudden there's this little like thing, like this, I forget if it was his teacher or a job.
Yes.
That all of a sudden, like out of nowhere, somebody comes in and says, hey, there might be something here. You want to just quickly tell us about this event?
Yes, we had 11 years, actually 12 counting kindergarten, of very nightmarish parent-teacher conferences. I know that parents can relate if they're listening to this. There was very little that was positive. I could tell the teachers were trying to rustle up something positive about Jeff those first many years. But in the 11th grade, his business teacher told us that she rarely sees a child as gifted in the skills necessary for business as Jeff was. And we were shocked. And she recommended a college that was not a liberal arts college, but that would be focused for him on business. And it happened to have been Northwood University, which is in northern Michigan. And it was for automotive management, which Jeff was looking to get into. He absolutely blossomed that year and every year thereafter. Someone believed in him that was an authority figure. He rose to the occasion. He began to demonstrate skills that I thought I was interpreting as negative, like obstinate. It sounds like just plain stubborn for the sake of being stubborn. But in the business world, Jeff became targeted and focused, and he had stick-to-itiveness, and he began to get glowing reviews from his teachers that were in the business world. He did a co-op when he was in the 12th grade and excelled at selling washers and dryers and stoves and refrigerators to women, to housewives largely, when he previously knew nothing about any of those, but he made it his business to find out. And that obstinance turned into more of a direct, guided focus, and it began,
yep,
to become a strength instead,
yep,
of,
yep,
something I wanted to wipe out of him.
Yeah, so everybody, let's just understand that. She's saying that right now. That's not how she felt when she was in 11th grade and she heard that first nugget. Like, we're reflecting back in the past. It was a glimmer of hope.
Yes.
But the thing that I really want to bring out here is that this obstinate defiance that she had dealt with, all of a sudden 11th grade, we get this little glimmer of something that becomes a seed. I want to go to a break.
Yes.
I'm going to come back, and we're really going to get into this story a little bit. Before I do, it's with sadness that I say this, that Jeff has passed, but 600 people attended his funeral. That's to say something. So we're going to come back, and you're going to find out a lot about Jeff and a lot about Wilma in just a second. Our secret word tonight is asset. Again, our secret word tonight is asset. We'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. We'll return in a moment. Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
Change your life by learning more about managing ADHD. Other places give you a few tips. The ADD Coach Academy will change your life. To find out more, go to addca.com/ATR. That's addca.com. timetimer.com/ATR.
Are you always late? The Time Timer is an award-winning time management solution that's helped millions of people with ADHD manage life better. As time passes, Time Timer's bright red disc disappears. Visit timetimer.com and use the discount code ATR for 15% off.
You can't go off to college with them, but we can. Visit edgefoundation.org to learn more how an EDGE coach can help your student reach their full potential. You can also call 206-632-9497 and use promo code EDGE and get a free college success guide.
Could hiring an attention coach really help you move forward? Does a child get wet when they dive into a swimming pool? You can get started moving forward today. Just call Dig Coaching Practice at 813-837-8084 and schedule a free consultation. Tell us you heard about us on Attention Talk Radio and get 50% off your discovery session. For more information, visit digcoaching.com. Don't delay, do it today. And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody, to this third part of a great interview with Wilma, talking about characteristics. When I'm working with people with ADHD, I look at them and say, listen, let's just identify a characteristic. Characteristic's not good or bad. It's just a characteristic. The judgment of it really defines where it manifests. And in this situation, I understand Jeff was somewhat obstinate and defiant, which came across negatively when in his youth. But as Wilma was saying, he found his niche in the business world, and that obstinate and kind of defiant actually turns into an asset at this point in time and really started to permeate his world. And this thing that was somewhat difficult, challenging, and negative turns out to be real positive, but you didn't really identify that until the last weeks or months of his life. Is that right?
Yes. Sadly, that is right, and that is why I suddenly had an urgency to share that message with young parents and parents of young children, because we are all, as parents, immersed in the day-to-day moving forward with our head down, and we really don't take the time to assess our children's characteristics. And I think that's a very important distinction that you made, Jeff. It isn't just the strengths, because that requires value judgment at that moment. And sometimes we don't have the value judgment material to make that call at that time. It doesn't really present itself as a plus until way down the road, which is definitely what happened with Jeff. There was a kernel of strength in the 11th grade, a bigger growth of it in the 12th, and then he went off to college for 2 years. That's as far as he was willing to go. But he was enormously successful in his business world, both because he found what he loved to do, and he did it well.
Yeah.
And he had several jobs, but as you said, there were 600 people that attended his funeral this year, and many of them were former employers who he had worked for and then moved on.
Yeah, so I want to kind of compare and contrast. Earlier, you read a poem on what obstinate and defiant sounded like as a 9-year-old, parenting a 9-year-old mother. And if I may, Wilma, here's the other side of Jeff. This is the opposite. Here's an individual who was diagnosed with cancer who normally would have lived for a couple weeks or a couple months. Not Jeff. He figures out a way to extend this thing for like 10 years. Then, when he's passing 600 people. So then somehow 600 people shows up. That's a completely different view of obstinate and defiant in a more positive way. And what was moving to me, Wilma, and wanting to get this thing out here, it wasn't until the end that you, oh, my God, holy crap, I missed it all these years. This thing is absolutely amazing, which is the gift that we were hoping to deliver you guys during the holiday season. And so, Wilma, I mean, when I first heard you say it in your voice, it was just amazing to me how touched you were and how, like, oh, my God, this was such this very thing that I was trying to fix or mold is the very thing that I now look up to. Am I misrepresenting
yes.
that at all?
No, you hit it right on the head. You really did. He was ill for 6 years, but managed to work all 6 years until the last few months. He was driven and positive and had a wonderful wife and two lovely daughters, and he lived for them. Great parents. I want to say very consistent parent, too, which is interesting to me. that he, his parenting skills, I think, were a little better than mine. But he turned out to be, and I don't say this really lightly, but he turned out to be my hero, because what he endured for the 6 years he was sick were constant treatments, poking, chemo, surgeries, treatments. And all that he asked was, okay, what's next? And he worked hard to stay here for his family. And I thought it was like someone had hit me over the head with a mallet. Oh, my God, what determination. What stick-to-itiveness. What an ability to dig your heels in and stay with your goal and outlive what was expected of you and in a way that was so positive. And thankfully, I did let him know many times towards the end of his life that I just admired him so much. And he had grown into someone that I could not have been more proud of.
Wow. Wow. That's could not have been more
it
proud
was
of
a wow.
Parents listen. Everybody who's listening to this, remember the poem, remember the anxiety and stuff like that and how it turns. And so often we are caught in the weeds, and I mean, it's human nature to be kind of judgmental, and there's a lot of energy and stuff. And really the inspiration is all the parents out there with ADHD that are parenting ADHD. This is not hard stuff. I've said it. My mom once said, never admit what's hard, because if you don't, you're really not given the respect that it's due. And I think Wilma's testament to how hard it was, but it's after all those years and seeing how he blossomed and nurtured and stuff, it's really kind of worth its while. And I hope that this serves for inspiration for those that are listening, because just to hear it in your voice, Wilma, when you were like, oh my gosh, this, I completely missed it, just changed the world, and mm-hmm. have the opportunity to share it with him. And of it's just an amazingly powerful story. And this happens more frequently. I just get the opportunity to share it with everybody on Tension Talk Radio. So that, Wilma, I'm so grateful.
Thank you so much. I'm grateful that I had the opportunity to let him know what I thought and to give him the feedback of how proud I was of him. And also his brother gave him feedback of how proud he was of his little brother, and the older brother did everything right, didn't have the ADHD, was looked at as the easy child, and here this the family problem had turned into someone we all respected more than we can say.
Wow.
And I'm just grateful
wow.
that I had the opportunity to let him know that, and I want to let parents know that. You don't get a do-over, but you can assess your child's characteristics as they're growing and just kind of watch them as they evolve, and with support and love and all of that, it can very much turn around into something you never could have believed or imagined.
Ever dreamed of. So with that, Wilma, I want to leave everybody at this point in time, close this out, because I give you the gift of hope if you're a parent out there struggling, because Wilma just told a very inspiring story, and I think a lot of people can really relate to that, and a lot of great things can happen. So so thankful, Wilma, for coming on the show. Again, thanks for sharing this story with me and everybody that's out there. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeff. It's always a pleasure.
Everyone, I hope you've been inspired. I hope you've gained some hope. Enjoyed this edition of Attention Talk Radio. Take care. Catch us next week.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.